Thank you. When I look at Africa, many questions come to mind. Many times I ask myself, what would happen if Mwalimu were to rise up and see what is happening? Many times I ask myself, what would happen if Kwame Nkrumah and Patrice Emery Lumumba were to rise up and see what is happening? Because what they would be confronted with is an Africa where the Democratic Republic of Congo is unsettled. There is a war going on there, but it's not on the front pages of our newspapers, because we don't even control our newspapers and the media. As I speak to you, the Central African Republic is at war, but we talk of it only mutedly. As I speak to you now, in South Sudan, the youngest nation in Africa, the Nuer have risen against the Dinka. As I speak to you now, Eritrea is unsettled. As I speak to you now, there is an ease in Egypt as there is an ease in Libya. In Niger, it is no better. In Senegal, in the Casamance, is no better. In Somalia, it is no better. Africa is at war with herself.
Confronted with, they would be confronted.
bunch of the young men and women who have no pride enough. When they want to enjoy themselves, they sing the praises of football teams from Europe and America. It is Manchester United. It is Arsenal. It is Real Madrid. And Barcelona, not Yanga, not Muslera Wanderers, not Gor Mahia, not FC Leopards, no. That is the Africa that they would be confronted with. Celebrates Leonardo DiCaprio. He celebrates Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. The Africa does not celebrate Genevieve Nagy of Nigeria or Rita Dominic or Louis Jacobs of Nigeria. It does not celebrate Bongo Wood or Nollywood or Riverwood. It celebrates Hollywood. That is the Africa with which they would be confronted. They would be confronted with African women whose greatest source of joy is cheap grade B Mexican soap opera, La Patrona, La Mujer de Mi Vida, The Rituals of Pride. Why must we remind ourselves of these realities? Because throughout the ages, the battle has always been the battle of the mind. If your mind is conquered, then you are going nowhere. And that is why in the ages of enlightenment in Europe, the great René Descartes said, cogito ego sum, I think, therefore I am. And therefore, if Africans are to begin to make a contribution in their affairs, Africans must begin to think. But the question is, are we thinking? We have universities in their numbers. Tanzania has universities including Dar es Salaam. Nairobi has universities, as indeed Kampala, as indeed South Africa, Johannesburg. We have all these universities. We have engineers. But our roads are not being made by Tanzanian civil engineers. It is the Chinese who are present in this assembly who are making our roads.
please don't forget me. Don't forget me at the next winter solstice or when my birthday comes around. Don't forget me. Don't forget how you would hold the spirit together. Don't forget me when tomorrow says it won't come. Don't forget me when forgiveness is something that you seek. Don't forget me. Don't forget me when your pains are not equal to your gains. Don't forget me. Don't forget me when your spirit is low and the tide won't come in. Don't forget how we spoke about this, how I told you about that, how we had a conversation about this, and I gave you advice about that, and I said that he would break your heart. Don't forget me. Don't leave today. Let's not talk about this again. Let's keep doing it. So don't forget me. Whether I'm in spirit or the physical form, whether I'm in word or in sound, whether I'm in love or in hate, no, no, never. Don't forget me. 'Cause I'm here. 'Cause I'm here. So no, no, never. Don't forget me.
Feel Let me love you. Let me Sinners.